what they're going for and figure out what half that would be. I'll do a search and see. Can't imagine it's a whole lot. It'd probably be less than putting together one. You know, the thing is that no Wi-Fi. So it's very important to make sure people understand, that if you want to take this one mobile. I think there's even a little Wi-Fi router thingy that he has with it, so that you can actually plug it into that, and then that'll get the Wi-Fi connection. So might be able to put the whole package together for portability. It just becomes cumbersome then, now you've got two units you got to power up and a cable, and all that stuff, but all right, let me figure that out. I'll do that ASAP and let you know, but it would be a good way to go if somebody, wasn't looking for portability.
Yeah, well, he's having some significant surgery done, and he said he's going to be homebound for a month or so, and I think, he's he's near our age, and I think he's looking for something to have the HF experience, which you can't get with one of those. So I think, personally, my best guess is this would be a great choice for him if he's stuck at home anyway. And that way he can have the experience and, hook up to some of the reflectors and stuff. Dave taught me some few things about the reflector, and he's got the Who Cares network working remarkably well on a digital reflector. I mean, like, so well you can recognize everybody's voices, whereas before you couldn't. So, things like that. So, but that's what I think he's looking for, like the HF experience. And I played with it a little bit last night, Worldwide 9-1 or 9 or whatever the heck it was. And it's fun, it's really fun. And don't key the mic up, because you'll get people from all across the world calling you because they want to talk to you. It's a mini, which, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but maybe if anybody else is listening, it's a mini HF experience, I think.